My guests today are the Blumenthal family, Michael and Alana. How you guys doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good.
Alana?
Good.
Good. Excellent. Tell me about what you've been building here since I last saw you.
Okay. So this is a Raspberry Pi 2 running Windows 10 IoT Core.
Okay.
So Windows 10 IoT Core is a slimmed down version of Windows that runs one foreground application at a time. So it's not your usual windowing environment, but it's enough to run a custom application of your choosing. And then you can use, on top of that, you can build, so you can run your custom application on top of Windows 10. And that gives you the benefits of all the Windows development experience that you have, or at least it did for me.
Okay. And you're doing that to derive some devices here.
Right.
And
so,
as I understand it, Alana did all the work and you took all the credit. Is that a fair statement? Isn't that what you were telling me earlier when your dad wasn't around?
Maybe.
You guys did this together, right?
I got her involved in this as much as possible. Let's
Excellent.
Put it that way.
Okay.
So we're showing how the Raspberry Pi using Windows 10 and my custom C# application can control physical things in the physical world.
Yeah.
So we're showing three lights and two motors, and also showing that it can use data from the internet to decide what motors and lights to turn on.
Oh, very cool. So now you built this whole thing in Visual Studio on a laptop.
Yes.
But it's not running. The laptop isn't even plugged in here, right? It's all deployed to this little tiny computer.
Right. It's a standalone machine, and yeah, so I built it in Visual Studio. I deployed it using Visual Studio. They were on the same network. Visual Studio sent the application over and installed it, and then it runs, and I can run it. I need the laptop right now to kick it off to tell the Raspberry Pi to start that application, but the application's running on the Pi.
All right, let's take a look at it here.
Okay.
Wait. Alana, why don't you show me what it is you're doing here?
So we're showing how we can control the three lights first. So we're going to turn on the red light. The red light is down there. We control it with the software button. So go ahead and tap that. She clicks the button. The light turns on.
Okay, and you're using show the camera this device that you're using.
This is just a little keyboard and mouse. It's wireless USB connector in the back of the Pi.
And you're just using the mouse part of it.
Right. So the touchpad, we're not using the keyboard right now. We did use the keyboard to connect to the wireless network, to connect the Pi to the wireless network. So let's turn on the green light now. And let's turn on the blue light now. And you can see in here the three lights. A blue light goes on. So we have software control of three LEDs. And now we're going to turn on the blue motor. So I call it the blue motor because it's on the side of the blue light. And so we have yellow flappy bird active now. That's through a relay.
Perfect. This is gonna change the world, don't you think?
One would hope. Let's turn on the red motor, see if that works. There we go.
And that just is, it's hard to tell, but it's blowing some air up onto this ribbon.
Right. So that's a fan, and that's connected on this side. And so when we move into voting mode, you'll see that you can vote for either red or blue. When you vote for red, you're voting for the fan. Blue, you're voting for yellow
flappy bird. Let's have a smackdown here. We're going to vote for stuff.
So let's go to vote mode. And go ahead and go into to voting mode, and you see the green light turns on.
Okay. Green light means we're voting mode.
Right. And so we now have 2 minutes to vote. And
you've written a little phone application here, right?
Right. So it's actually a responsive web application.
Show it to the camera. It'll be a little bit out of focus.
Yeah. So let me go back to the voting page.
Show it to the camera.
So the voting page is literally two buttons, red and blue button.
All right.
So let's go ahead and, Alana, if you would vote for blue. Vote for blue.
Blue? No way. Let's vote for red.
Okay. So.
I want to vote for red. I have to.
Okay. Go
undo Alana's vote here. Here we go.
Okay. So.
All right.
And.
What did you use to write this application?
So this voting site is written using a platform called OutSystems, which is a Microsoft partner, and. They take a low-code, no-code approach to development, so I was able to write this responsive application without having to modernize my web development skills to understand in-depth responsive application development.
Okay.
So I'll vote one last time.
One last time, so we have two reds and one blue.
Right. So now let's go to the Hurry up button.
Hurry up button speeds up time.
Yep.
Step back a little bit so
Four,
we can see her.
4, 3, 2, 1.
And red wins.
Red wins.
Yes, I was hoping for red.
There we go.
And the red side motor goes on, blowing this up.
Yep.
Let's run through all the technology you built here. So you've got this framework here to build this mobile application, which is running on a what kind of phone?
So this is an Android phone. This is an Android phone, but again, it's a responsive web-based app.
It's web-based.
So
it'll
run on any phone.
Okay.
Although OutSystems does create mobile apps as well.
Yeah.
And again, from the same code base.
All right.
And it's all .NET on the back end.
All right, and over here, we have a Raspberry Pi running Windows, and you deployed some C-sharp code to it.
Right, so Windows 10 IoT Core is the operating system, and it's C-sharp, and it's built with Visual Studio 2017 Community Edition.
Okay, and it's the running .NET Core, basically, is that right?
Yeah.
That's the idea. So, and then, of course, you just hardwired some things in here.
Yep.
This is plugged into the Raspberry Pi, I think?
Oh, that's actually plugged into power, but yeah, it's a USB dongle to the
back
of the
Raspberry Pi. Oh, so wirelessly connected to the Raspberry Pi, you're saying. And then we've got some other things. These are hardwired into the wire going from the Pi into this this
so
machine
it's the
here.
The Pi goes to a relay to the motor.
Of course, there's this plugged into this board here as well that has lights on it.
Right, and those are LEDs, and there's a resistor in line with each LED that was necessary for electrical reasons.
Okay. That's really cool. What was the hardest part, most challenging part of this application?
So my background is as a software developer, a Windows developer, and a SharePoint developer. So the software was easy. The hardware was hard.
And that's just because that's you, because you had less experience in hardware than in software.
And so what I did is I phoned a friend, electrical engineering buddy of mine, helped me with a lot of the electrical engineering planning, the you need this kind of resistor in this circuit, you need a relay to control the motors.
Alana, what was the most fun part about this application?
The most fun part about this application was to see the bird flapping.
See the flappy bird.
Flappy bird is awesome. I think I like that one best as well. Tell me about your online presence.
Sure. So my website is michaelblumenthal.me, and I run an Office 365 adoption user group, and you can find about that, and you can find out more about my experiences with IoT at my website. So again, michaelblumenthal.me, michaelblumenthal.me.
Okay, we can put that in the show notes.
Yep.
Michael, thank you so much, and I'll shake your hand here.
David, always a pleasure.
And thank you for letting your dad take credit for all of your work.
Mm-hmm.